Hey, Curtis.
Hey, how you doing, Kelly?
I'm good. How are things in your world?
Oh, things are going pretty good. Can't complain. I wanted to also on today's call follow up on this dictation service, and these folks are interested in letting you do a pilot for no cost. I talked them into it so that you can see how it works and if it's something that you want to pursue.
Thank you. Yeah, we'd be more happy to do that.
All right. So let me give you some of the information. The individual's name is Joss. Well, you know what? I could email it to you if that's preferred. Or I can just give it to you.
Well, yeah, I'm grabbing a pen. I can do it either way.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, if you want to give it to me now, I can jot it down, or if you want to email it, that's fine too.
Okay. Is that Audra that just joined us?
That is me. I'm so sorry for hopping in late.
Oh, that's okay. Kelly sent me a note, so
okay.
No worries. We're talking about the last time we spoke. We talked about this dictation capability. And give a hard copy of what you wanted to talk about. And so I wanted to give you a name. It's called Athreon, and that's spelled Athreon, transcription.
Okay.
And the individual's name is Josh, J-O-S-H, Jack, J-E-C-H. And,
okay. What's the company? I'm putting this into my phone. It's J-E-C-H?
Yes, J-E-C-H, Josh, Jack.
Okay.
Okay. So his phone number is 800-935-0973, and it's extension 711.
Okay.
And I'll give you...
Kelly?
Yeah.
Are you writing this down as well?
Yes, I've got it.
Okay. All
okay.
Right.
I'm going to give you his website. It's www.athreon.com. And I'll give you his email address, which is josh. At Athreon, Athreon .com.
Okay, Athreon.
Athreon, as in Nancy.
Okay.
Okay, .com. Okay, so just some details. I talked to them about what your needs were, and that we discussed you all doing a pilot with them, and they would help create whatever templates that were necessary, and they would not charge you, I think, for a period of 60 days. They have a mobile application. So when Kelly is on the road, he pulls out the mobile app at the end of the call and speaks to do the recap. met with John Jones today. We had a wonderful conversation regarding establishing a trust, and it's important that he bring in his insurance policies. I wanted to remind you of that. And whatever you want to say, and then the hard copy would then be created, and you would have that within, I think, 24 hours, and sometimes the same day, depending upon how early. And then you could take the hard copy and tweak it, you know, copy and paste it in a Word document, put it in an email, and send it.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I think I got the spelling wrong.
Okay.
The company name. It's A-T-H-R-E-O-M.
N as in Nancy.
N as in Nancy. Sorry about that. Okay. Gotcha.
Okay. And so let's see. The mobile app that comes with it is free of charge. They'll do dictation, audio. You'll be able to review any past, dictation that you gave. You'll have the ability to copy and paste. There will be visual aids, a template that you can create just for your purposes. There'll be an online portal. They'll have support staff. You'll have the ability to review, edit, download, copy, and print. And so you would just onboard, each client. And, for compliance purposes, you could just use initials. You don't have to even use full names. And and then you would discuss the cost afterwards. So you would be trying to keep it brief because it could run you 10 cents per line.
Okay.
And, if you had 50 lines times 10, 50
sure.
lines is kind of big. So that would be like $5.
Right. Well, and realistically speaking, for our intents and purposes of what needs to be put in notes, I mean, by and large, Kelly, wouldn't you agree that tends to be relatively brief?
Yeah, we try not to get too copious on the notes. I think the key thing is just a factor is that we just did a migration to Salesforce, and, we need to make sure it's Salesforce compatible, which I can check with him on that. It probably
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
It's such a popular program.
Yeah, you can copy and paste your notes right into Salesforce.
Okay. Well, I really appreciate you doing that, Curtis. I mean, we've been looking at different things. We've looked at just having me do it and just buckling down. But then, it's time spent that, is time that you can't get back. We've also looked at, these like transcription devices where you talk into them, kind of like doctors you use to see if we
right.
could talk into talk the notes in that way, and then do a data dump from that device to our systems here. I think the key is if we can just find something that's Salesforce compatible, which this sounds like it is,
yep.
then that solves 99% of any kind of concerns that we've got, because they're probably we'll do the pilot, and then there'll probably be a point where we need to decide, okay, is this something we want to implement or not, and thumbs up or thumbs down. And if it's thumbs up, which I suspect it probably will be,
yep.
After the pilot's done, then we can submit a request to our compliance department to have it sync in with Salesforce, and then voila, we've got it. So it doesn't sound like there's a lot of steps involved here.
No, there's not a lot of moving parts, but you'll know, you got to learn how it's pretty, it can be as big or as little with bells and whistles as you want to use. The thing I like, it's very technology driven and it's convenient. So when you're out and, or you could be at home, I got to get something done for Sam Smith. Just grab your phone and speak into it. And then, you know, grab your download the next day.
Okay.
So I told these, you know, he actually was following up. You know, we had to move a call, and so, you know, I just told him I would, you know, call him back today after my call. But I would suggest that you contact him as soon as possible. I'll let him know that and via email. And see what you think and give me some feedback because I've got a couple of other people that are interested in something like this as well.
Okay.
No, I'll call him today or email him. Probably do both, honestly, and we'll get on it.
Okay. So that could solve a lot of the time issue that you might be facing. Okay. So the next thing I wanted to do is, so I spent time with them. I went through the whole demo. So I did all that. So I think what you should do is get in touch, talk to him, set up the demo, and find out, you know, how, you know, you can get started with the pilot.
Okay.
Okay. The next thing and is to talk about your agenda and anything that's on your mind that you wanted to bring up on today's call. So, fire
Audra, what's on your mind?
Just what we had discussed as far as getting referrals for attorneys.
Yeah. Yeah, we feel like we need to. I don't want to use the term lawyer up because I think that's probably overstating our need at the moment. But we want to find a financial services attorney, an attorney that specializes in financial services, because there's been some more weirdness.
Okay.
Alcohol related weirdness, I guess, is the best way to put it. It happened back in very late October, early November, around in there. And, you know, Audra did bring it to the attention of one of the managers that's in Houston, and they never got back to us. We never really got what I would consider like the kind of follow-up that one would expect given the situation that Audra was put in.
Okay.
I'm not trying to say that to be critical of our employer. I'm just kind of stating the facts.
Okay.
And there's been no visit with management before, since she had that phone call with them. So
well,
it's not like we feel like we're
you,
in frying. Hold on, let me finish what I got to say. I don't feel like we're in frying grease, but I don't feel like it's a supportive environment either. And that's kind of where I'm at on it. But go ahead, Audra.
Yeah.
Are you calling from your cell phone or are you calling from the company?
I'm on my personal cell phone. I wouldn't be saying this on a company line. Yeah.
All right.
I need to disengage the recording?
Probably not a bad idea.
Okay. Hold on.